Welcome, everybody. This is the K Dizzy and Teddy Happy Hour. I'm K Dizzy.
Hey, everybody. This is Teddy.
And welcome to episode 3. And in today, we're going to talk about Black history a little bit, you know, since it's like the last day in February.
Yes, it is. Black History Month. Look at us starting our podcast in Black History Month, and well, we back third episode, everybody. Back like Die Hard with a vengeance. We back again and again.
I know, man. Like, we just gotta keep on rolling, man. I'm really having a lot of fun doing this every week. So, you know, hopefully we keep sailing this high ship. You know, like today, me and Teddy, you know, we looking at the stats of the podcast, and we seen that our podcast got downloaded a few times, which is a shocker. But one of the things that shocked us is the fact that somebody is listening to us in Kentucky.
Shout out to the person in Kentucky that listened to us. Shout out to the other person in Philly that listened to us. So, you know, that's our couple. But shout out to Kentucky. I didn't know we was reaching that far. But thank you for listening to us.
I know. This is funny. I mean, we're going to promote it more. We're just, you know, trying to get some content out, and then we're gonna start promoting this bad boy like there's no tomorrow.
Yes sir.
All right, so I guess let's just jump right into it. You know, since it's Black History, we want to pay a little homage since we are both brothers. So how about we talk about like our your favorite Black athletes?
Our favorite Black athletes. Let me see. Well, my personal favorite that I, you know, these people I grew up watching, would have to be Michael Jordan.
Of course, the greatest, MJ.
One of the greatest basketball players of all time. Argue the best of all time. Muhammad Ali. One of the great human beings of all time. Great boxer of all time. A great man inside the ring, outside the ring. Definitely, like, you know, listened to him a lot growing up. Watched, didn't, like, wasn't, you know, there to watch his fights, but, you know, definitely seen the highlights. Definitely watched old fights of him. Definitely somebody I looked at a lot.
It's funny how you brought up Muhammad Ali. I was actually looking at a video the other day of him, and I don't know who he was boxing, but it was one of the most famous videos where the dude was just throwing all these jabs and he was just dodging them like all.
Yeah, he's definitely. I think they had one video was him and Bruce Lee, and I was like, wow, that was a pretty famous video right there too. But yeah. That would probably be my top, you know, two, like, Black athletes I looked at. Tiger Woods, I would say, just with golf, just opening that game up for African Americans actually take part of the game, to look at the game. Pretty much them three. Everything else pretty much is going to be, like, my last one would have to be Jerry Rice. One of the greatest football players, the greatest wide receiver ever in the NFL. That would be, you know, my four people I would definitely look at in African American community that I looked at growing up.
Okay. So, let's go back to them. So, like, for instance, like you said, just say Jerry Rice. Like, why did you like Jerry Rice?
And Jerry Rice, just his work ethic, like, even in the off season, he just put in more work than everyone else. Like, I saw a video online, they said right after he won one of the Super Bowls he won with San Francisco 49ers, like, the day after the Super Bowl, he's training. on the field. Like, he always was prepared mentally and physically for each game, each season. That, like, he perfected his craft just to put that work, this put that work ethic in, knowing, like, you never know what's going to happen. Somebody might cut you or anything, but his work ethic pushed him to be the best, not like the best wide receiver and be one of the greatest football players ever.
Yeah, he definitely was a beast. Like, every time he set foot on that field, he was a threat.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the reasons why I liked him, like him and San Fran back in the day too, because of him. Like, that man's was, he was just lights out.
Yeah, definitely. He put the work in all season. Hey, growing up, he was helping his father catch bricks. He had the hands, like, the hands was already there, catching bricks with one hand, just helping his father. I'm like, yo, it was already there. He already had the hands right there. He just put the more work ethic in, and that's what you get.
Yeah, he was amazing. He definitely was. I might switch it up a little bit. A little bit of baseball, like Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, okay.
Beast.
Beast, yes, he was.
He was amazing on the field. Damn, my mind's going blank. Like Jackie Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Another one. Like Willie Mays.
Yeah.
Another one. The list could just go on.
Yeah, we should have been going forever just with all the athletes we grew up watching.
I might have to throw in a little bit of Ryan Howard, man.
He said Ryan Howard, yeah.
Dude, just watching him come up, and I know, he gets slack in Philly, but
man, that dude was championship just, here. He put the work in. He did. I watched this. When I was watching a lot of baseball and the Phillies, I watched them a little bit when they wasn't doing good. Then they start getting better. Then I seen a couple of the guys he drafted, like Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard, and I saw him build the team. I was like, all right, they getting a little bit better. They winning some games, getting to the playoffs. So I'm like, okay. So I totally understand, we growing up in Philly, we gonna see the Phillies.
Yeah, just that and his numbers, watching him go for that, when he hit 58 home runs.
Yeah.
It was just amazing watching it that year for me. He was just ridiculous.
So what made you pick I can tell you all, you a big baseball guy. But what made you pick the Ken Griffey Jr.? Because I seen his career when he first came out.
Dude, what do you mean, what made me pick Ken Griffey? Like,
what made you pick Ken Griffey Jr.?
Dude, he's a monster.
The kid, I know he had a great career. He's a monster. But it's easy for me to say if I ask you, answer if you say Willie Mays, Jackie Robinson, because definitely Jackie Robinson, he broke the color line right there just for jumping in. So that would be just an easy, but the Ken Griffey Jr., that's why I wanted to know, because his dad was in the majors.
Mm-hmm.
I think they the only father and son to homer in the same game. So they played with each other.
I seen a video of that too, not too long ago.
Yeah, they went back to back. Actually, in that game three, I think it was him, his father, and someone. I think Alex Rodriguez was there, or maybe it was somebody else. But all three of them, it was like three homers in a row. But they did have a game they went back to back. I don't know if that was the same game or maybe that was a different game. But they definitely homered in the same game back to back at the plate. But Ken Griffey Jr. definitely was somebody, you look at, and he was balling. They called him the kid. He had they got on him because the baseball hat was backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just seemed like he always just was always just trying to be the best. He just, to me, I feel like he was just always just trying to outdo himself every time he went on the field. Yeah. So, you know, that's where I grew to respect for that. And like, you got like basketball, like, you know, like you said, Kobe. Now it's crazy. Like, I didn't even, because of course, I'm that Philly fan. Even though Kobe was from Philadelphia, I hated him because he was on LA. And I never really, like, gave him much love when he was in the league like that for years. Because I'm like, I'm not rooting for him. Like, he plays for LA or whatever like that. But after, like, you know, growing up and maturing and stuff and, like, going back, I wish I can appreciate him when he was, you know, playing.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, when he dropped like that, what, 80, 81 points?
81 on the Raptors.
Now, I watched that game because it was on TV and all, like, when he passed. And that game was crazy to watch him perform and to see what he did in that game. That was just ridiculous.
He is one of the greatest basketball players ever in the National League. Like, everybody in the whole world know his name. He definitely, like, you know, growing up in Philly. Of course, you know, we Philly, you know, we root for the Sixers. I mean, there's some people that Lakers fan that I know. Like, I wasn't a Laker fan. I became more of a fan of Kobe when he did, when he started joining, like, the U.S. basketball team. And I was like, oh, like, because it's something that you can root for all the players. I was like, I wouldn't root for the Lakers to win, but, you know, like, I did like to see the competitive battles where, like, in the finals when the Lakers versus the Celtics, and the Celtics won 1-1, and the Lakers won 1-1, so I did like the competitive battle that, you know, he was one of the players that I would like, you know, kind of root for sometimes, just because he had that killer instinct like Michael Jordan.
So,
and then, yeah, just, you know, tragic that, you know, we lost him and other, you know, him and his daughter and the other people on that on that flight. But he was one of the people that he affect everyone. Like,
yes.
And he was doing so much more off the court that it was starting to get, like, he was about to grow even bigger just with everything he was doing off the court. Like, he won, like, what, an Emmy just for his video, like, Derek basketball. So I'm like, yeah, he was going to do so much more. Yeah, it's off the court, and his daughter was going to be, she had the killer instinct just like him.
Yeah, just like him.
She had a future plan, like, bam bam bam, I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna do this. Like, yeah, it just it was sad. And then now listening, the NBA one, they was thinking about, well, players in the NBA been talking about him being replacing Jerry West, you know, everybody know him as the logo, and replacing that with a Kobe logo, which I would think that would be great. It'd be great for the league, it'd be great for just for everyone, especially like the black community, just to have that, just to have that logo of like Kobe, or like at least someone that's reflect us, that we'd be like, oh, I could do that. Or, I mean, I could work towards doing something like that. But I think that would be great.
No, I agree with you, because I completely forgot about that conversation. Like, I feel like it was buzzing for a little bit, and then it just disappeared. And then, you know, now you're telling me, like, no, like, you know, like, they're talking about it again. So I think that would be great.
Then Jerry West, he's like, totally for it. He's like, look, I don't even want to be the logo. Like it should be Kobe Bryant. Like, it should be him. And with, like, the tragic way that he passed away, and just to honor him, I think that would be just amazing. Like, just to have the logo on, like, you know, everything. Just him be the logo. Like, just say, logo Kobe. Like, this, they already hashtagging it, they already pushing it. NBA players are moving it forward. Like, they really, and I think it's a really possibility that it will, you know, happen. I'm saying it will happen. It'd be great to happen. I would want to see it. I'll definitely probably be buying a new Sixers hat with the Kobe logo on the back. So, yeah, I'm definitely all for it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I really hope they do it. I really do. That would really would be cool to see. And, I mean, that says a lot, too, like you said, what he's meant to a lot of people on and off the court and all over the world, like you said. And
yeah.
I don't know what's taking him so long. Like, they should just do it.
Yeah, it should be already done already. Like, it's just shit. What's taking so long? Like, just do it right now. Like, you already saw the impact right there. You should have just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, they should just do it now. They should just start the, when the NBA do the All-Star break next weekend, they should just say, like, look, we're going to change the logo. It's going to be Kobe Bryant. We're just going to go crazy. And then by the playoffs, y'all should already have merchandise out. Like, with the, I already changed it. I already printed them out already. Just have it done. Let's get it ready.
I'm with it. They might as well do it. Who else you got? Like,
yeah.
Let me see. Like, AI. Of course.
He was a beast.
Yo, I seen him. I met him before. Well, kind of met him. I didn't really meet him. So, I got to tell you this story. So, I was about maybe 13, 14, something like that, maybe. No, maybe even a little older than that, whatever. So, I'm walking out of my house, and I think I was, like, walking to McDonald's. And my cousin Jimbo walks out at his house. And it's like, him and a few guys. So I'm looking like, oh, what's up, cuz? And then I look behind him, AI. Just walking out the door. And I'm like, wait, what? So I stop. And then a cousin's like, hey, what you looking at, Hamlet? And I think, like, AI, like, and his bull started laughing. And I just stood there in shock. Like, first of all, did he just play me in front of Iverson?
Yeah, he did.
And then I just looked dumb. I just looked dumb just standing there, and then I just walked away.
You were supposed to snap back. You wanted to have that snap back. Like, he knew what you was looking at. That's why he said it right then and there. Had you stuck, because you was already stuck looking at AI. Like, oh my God, that's AI. Oh, let me come at his neck right now. Perfect timing.
I couldn't say nothing.
You should have been like, oh, cuz, you trying to play me out from the AI, the answer.
I was stuck.
You the question, he's the answer. Come on, cuz.
He was a beast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just being as small as he was and the way he, well, just, dude, he was just a beast.
I remember they was going I think it was the year they went to the finals, and I was watching it, and that whole playoffs, like, it was nothing easy for them to get through the playoffs. It was like game six, game seven. That's when it was like, you wasn't pulling no sweep unless you was a dominant team, and the only dominant team was the Lakers, because they was sweeping everybody that year. The only team they didn't sweep was the 76ers, because the Sixers came out and won the first game, because the Sixers played like game six and game seven the last two series. Like, they ain't had no easy, like, yo, we just gonna cruise through this. They wasn't doing that. They was doing that through the regular season, but the playoffs, you get the best of the best. I remember watching that whole, like, playoffs, and then when they got to the finals, man. Everybody was running outside. Everybody was hype. Like, oh, yeah. And this is, like, I was growing up. I grew up in West Philly. So, I imagine what it was in South Philly when they got to the finals and everybody was running outside.
Oh, of course. It probably looked like a New Year's Day.
Oh, it looked like when the Phillies won.
Yeah, I was about to say, or like when the Phillies won. Probably just like that. I think I Yeah, I definitely had an Iverson jersey at the time, too. Represent. But, you know, I never really wore my jersey because I feel like fat guys don't look good in basketball jerseys. Well, for me.
I grew up wearing football jerseys.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about no throwback good ones with the... I'm talking about them cheap Jones that you got from, like, from the store or Kmart or Walmart or something like that.
Or Farmin' Mills.
Farmin' Mills.
Remember I think them?
You know, I had so... I used to just rock all these jerseys, and they weren't no throwback. You just regular, like, jersey. I don't even know what I still got them. I probably do. If I do, I need to just throw them jaws. Give them the kids or something just to wear. It was them jerseys like you know you couldn't afford no throwback. Like the real jersey, it was just the print number on it and then a name and then that was it. And then that was just your jersey. It was like a high school jersey. Matter of fact, it was better than... No, it was just like a high school jersey. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like varsity blues, like you in your high school jersey. That's what you was wearing. But yeah, everybody man, was
you
rocking.
Do what you gotta do.
The 90s was the era for jerseys. Hard.
I know. And I have tons of like clothes and stuff like that, too. Because I was cleaning out a room and getting rid of some stuff and... I found like old Hornets shirt. I was like, Hornets? Why?
Yeah. I think I had a.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a shirt. It was like a sticker that I had or something. I was like, why?
You know them. I had one of them hats. It was like, you know how it was like a hat and they had the little tie in the back for some reason. It was like you wore it was like not like a baseball cap. It was like a regular like winter hat, and they had them. You know how NFL teams they had like the winter's hat, but it was like a long winter hat that you only see in the '90s. Like you look any '90s video, you'll see one of the winter hats on, and they had it like it basically you untied the end of it. You could like put your hand through that joint, so it was tied up in the back, and the team I had was like Miami Dolphins. I was like, nope. Like, as a kid, like, I don't even know why I had it. But it kept my head warm, but it was the Dolphins. That's one of them hats that you picked out, like, your parents picked it out in the store. Or you picked it out because you thought the color was nice, and you just went and got it. No, know nothing about the team because I really wasn't in the sports yet until later on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was like, Dolphins. But you look at it now, you're like, Dolphins? I'm like, the color, you can make it work. But I'm like, Dolphins? It's like, as a kid, like, he had no Eagles on. Ain't nobody in the house with the Dolphins fan. It's just Dolphins. Like, you're going to wear the
It's
Dolphins.
Probably the colors.
It's probably something with me, and I probably wanted to wear it, and I was like, Dolphins. I got a Chicago Bear hat on, but it was like, all right, I can rock this hat with, like, my work clothes or something. Something I wear to work.
Yeah. So.
What's your next athlete? I got one.
My next? What?
No, well, I'm going to speak on one of the ones I just said. Since there was a lot of stuff going on with him, was Tiger Woods. Tiger was a man to change, that actually made golf something I actually not looked at the whole game. I did look at it a little bit, and I do look at the highlights, but it's something I actually learned more about since he, you know, came into the game.
Yeah, I never watched golf at all. I didn't give two shits about golf, but you're right. I feel like ever since
we don't watch golf, yeah, like, we don't watch that growing up. We're like golf. I mean, what the hell? What the fuck is that? We don't watch that shit.
Yeah, and I really believe that I even start looking at it at all is because of him.
Yeah, I started learning the terminologies. I was like par five and this, and I was like, what, birdie? And I was like, what the heck?
Now, would you Would you play golf?
Oh, I played golf once. I played 118 hole. No, I actually did it twice. And I don't know why I did it another time. Because playing golf, everybody think it's like, oh, you're just hitting the ball. No, like, is it really? I wouldn't say it's like physically, like you hit somebody, but you hitting the ball. But you using your body mechanics. So your body mechanics are a little off, or you ain't all there, or you never done it before. You gonna look horrible hitting the ball, which I did. I remember the first time I went to a driving range in like 2013 when I first came out to California. We went to the driving range, terrible. I still got the video today because I laugh at it. Me trying to hit the ball. Then did another driving range. Then I played 18 holes twice. And 18 holes is rough. And you hit the ball. So maybe one day you'll play golf and we go out there together and be like, oh, look at Kate, Dizzy, and Teddy playing golf out here. Getting 18 holes. We might just shorten that joint to like 10 holes. Be like, all right, man, we out.
Look, only thing I came close to golf was me and my boy Matt. He took me down the lakes and you know, we were just hitting. I never actually like played like a game of golf, but just hitting, that was it. And I'm like, all right,
yeah,
this is not for me.
Yeah, like
I kind of like it a little bit.
Like, I can't really hit it far because I'm tearing up the earth. Because I'd just be kicking it up. But the short game, I'm like, bam, I get you on the short game. Like, all right, I'm not too far. I can get it, knock it in. I'm hyped, but I ain't hitting it far. I ain't got the whole body mechanics. It got a little bit better. Like I played it twice. And once you play 18, either your body mechanics are going to get a little bit better or it just going to get worse. You're just going to be like, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah, maybe. Like, look, if I maybe drop some few pounds, then maybe I'll go back on the range or something like. Well, they don't call it a range, right? I don't even know.
I don't even know. I just said shooting range. Let's, like it had something to do with it. Maybe. Well, so whoever the people that listen to us, let me know if I'm messing up, because I'm probably messing it up.
What about What about Barry Bonds? I know it's random out of nowhere.
Barry Bonds, he's definitely.
Do you like Barry?
But I like Barry Bonds. Even though, you know, he's in that steroid era. But mind you, he was a Hall of Famer on his first half of the career before he went to San Fran when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he was already putting up numbers. So he already had Hall of Fame numbers there. But, you know. You know how it is. They ain't gonna let him or McGuire in, so they just say, forget it. I think they got one more year. He got one more year left. So, I think he's a Hall of Famer. We even went out being in San Fran or breaking the record. The home run record. Which is the record everybody can break right now. Like, I'm talking about the original Babe Ruth record. Like, everybody could be, or the original besides him. And then when Hank Aaron did it, so Hank Aaron, he's always going to be one of the greatest baseball players of all time.
Mm. Of course. So, okay. All right.
And shout out to the PGA Tour, the players out there for honoring Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was in a car accident this week, and the one tour they had this week, every player wore a red shirt to honor Tiger Woods. He's recovering. He's doing well. So shout out to the PGA Tour and shout out to Tiger Woods. Hope he get better. Hope we get to see him back out there again.
I know. Yeah, he's pretty. I know it was like really bad. The accident was pretty bad. Like he was really banged up and stuff like that. I mean, it's, and they said like the road that he was driving down is known to have a lot of accidents too, or something like that.
Yeah, it was in L.A. and I went to L.A. last month, and yeah, them roads are, depending where you're going, some of them roads are real tight. You like, oh, like you on the coast, like you real close, going off a cliff, going off the road, you going off somewhere, and it's real close out there, and a lot of traffic. So, yeah. But wish him the best. Hope you get to see him back out there again.
Yeah, seriously. And I think that's dope. I didn't know about that until you just told me tonight. I think that's dope that they did that with the red shirts and all like that for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dope.
Hey, my man was a very popular player, and definitely he put golf on the map for us to have someone look like us to be out there, so...
Yeah. Salute to him.
Yep.
Nice. Anybody else that that pops in your head as far as athletes, or you know what? If you want to switch up the athletes what about actors?
Well, actors. Let me see. I like Will Smith. Followed a lot of his movies.
Yes.
Him and Martin Lawrence, you know, with the Bad Boys movies, definitely. Mm-hmm. If I was younger watching, like real young watching that, I probably would have been like, you know what, be a cop. Let me go to Miami, be a cop. But definitely with Will Smith being an actor and everything he did, and Martin Lawrence, and definitely him being a comedian and acting skills. I have got Morgan Freeman. Samuel L. Jackson, definitely
Denzel.
You know, Denzel's been doing it for years and years, and at still at a high level. He's one of the greatest all time actors right there.
I like Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
He's a great actor, comedian, funny.
Yeah.
Who else? There's so many good ones, like Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. You got Michael B. Jordan. He's coming up. Like, he's been around for a long time. Being on, like, started, you know, when I first saw him, he was on The Wire. So, on that show that was on HBO, then he would be.
Is it a violation that I never seen it?
You gotta watch it, man. I'm kind of a little disappointed that you didn't watch this show. that's like saying, you know, let me guess, you never watched Paid in Full?
I don't think so.
you say that, you've never seen it. But you've seen, alright, Coming to America.
Yes.
Alright, there you go. It don't have to be all hood movies. We can watch other movies. There's other movies out here. There's plenty of other movies.
so what is, like, your, like, favorite, like, black movies?
Ooh. Well.
I mean, the star list can go on.
Well, since I said Coming to America, that's definitely going to be one of them. Definitely going to be one of my top black movies that I watch. Next movie, it'd be the Bad Boy movies, because, hey, the movies are hilarious. It was good movie.
Yes. You know,
the action was there. The comedian skills was there. Like, it was all three of them. Like, I like all three of them movies. I like, movie I just started watching. Well, not just started watching, but I watched the last like couple months. Watch Hit a State with Chris Rock. Chris Rock been a lot of funny movies. Hit that movie and the other movie he came out with, Top Five. That movie was hilarious. Like, you ever watch that, you gotta watch it. Then I would say the movies with the Wayne brothers. You got so many. Oh,
of course.
You got so many of them.
Dude, that family. Like 10, that family's like legendary. I didn't even think it. I mean, yeah, that's a legendary family.
The way they, like, they was in different movies, TV shows. Like, you could just put that, you know, you could just say the Wayans. Just say the Wayans, because...
Yeah, they, just the Wayans, period.
Like, they got the second generation out there in movies and TV shows. Like, next you know, the third generation going to be coming out there. Like, yeah, they out here. They here to stay. Yeah, definitely. So, what movies would you say?
One of my favorite black movies. See, like, there's a lot. I'm trying to think, like, one that stands out to me. Like, you know, ones that, like, that, like, stuck with me. Like, 42.
Okay.
That was good. That was a really good movie. I'm trying to think. Man, that's... I don't know why I'm going blank.
Old school. Like, Poetic Justice. You got Tupac, you got Janet Jackson on there.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Lean on Me. Morgan Freeman.
So I was just... I just watched that the other day.
Lean on Me. When you're not strong. Yeah, people, I'm not singing. I can't sing. That's not me. But the movie gets me. I watched that movie as a kid the first time. I was like, yo, I might start quoting lines off the movie. I don't even want to do it. You know, people, they're going to be like, what? Like, it's certain parts that get me. Certain parts I was laugh at. And he was like, Cold 10, get them chains out the door. The enemy is here. I was like, what the? Cold 10? Like, parts like that had me like, did this really happen? Or especially when he was on the roof talking to the little scene. He's like, you smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you? You jump. I was like, oh, no.
Yo, Morgan Freeman, like, yelled through that whole movie.
He probably need tea, some Halls every day. Because he probably yelled 90% of the movie and talked 10% to talk normal to somebody, because he yelled at every single character. I think everybody got yelled at. The kids got yelled at. The teachers got yelled at. His best friend, he yelled at him. Best friend yelled at the back. He's like, yo, you can keep yelling at me. I'm going to yell at you back. He yelled at everybody. He yelled at the cops. He yelled at the fire marshal. He yelled... I don't know. I think he yelled at his car. He yelled... He probably yelled at himself in the morning. Just wake up. Just gonna yell at myself. He yelled at his baseball bat. He yelled. He just yelled at
that him. Movie was good, yeah. Though. That was a good movie. That movie was funny.
Yeah.
You got Black Panther?
Black Panther, definitely. I seen. What was. Like, so did you see it in the movie theater, right?
Yeah.
So when you went to the movie theater and saw it, how packed were the theaters? What did the theaters look like when you saw it?
Yo, know what it looked like? Like, probably like, you see how back in the day when Star Wars was real big, and it's still big to this day?
Yeah.
It was packed just like that. Seeing people wearing like, like Wakanda shirts, Africa.
See, I'm happy you said that.
Shirts and stuff like that.
I seen the one movie theater. They had dashikis, they had the kufis, they had everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. And I ain't, like, that wasn't in the night I was going to see the movie. It was like, I was going to movie to see something else. And I just seen the crowd of people just go in. And then I eventually saw the movie, like, you know, later on with someone. And then I watched it. And it was still packed in that theater then. In there, but I ain't see people dress up, because I think the first one I seen people dress up, I was in like Jersey. But then when I was in Philly and I seen a movie, I ain't see really a lot of people dressed up. But yeah, I was happy you said that when you see people dressed up. That's why I asked you, like, you see people dressed up? Because I know I did.
Yeah, oh, by the way, rest in peace to Chad.
Rest in peace.
I gotta do the You know, gotta do the Wakanda.
Yeah, man, it's another brother that we lost and that had an impact on a lot of people. And he did a lot of positive movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, just for him playing that character alone, just, it woke, like, a lot of people up and stuff like that. And for Marvel to, like, bring that a light, you know, like, bring it to the light, I thought that was pretty decent, too.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, like, I mean, I know my comic books a little bit, but I mean, I always liked the character. I never, like, you know, I mean, of course, like, I'm looking at the Spider-Mans and the Supermans and all like that, because that's the ones that they're really up in the front. But it's, I mean, the Black Panther character, that's a really dope character.
They're a strong character. They've been in the comics for years. Years and years, way before we was born, that character just been out in the comics for a lot of years, and his impact as that character is so big where Marvel don't want to even cast another Black Panther. They just like, nope, we'll just make somebody else in the family of somebody Black Panther. We just not gonna recast that character. Like, you're not even gonna recast it.
And it's probably the best. I mean, like, you can't. Like, it just, nah. Like, you don't want to see certain things. I feel like you just can't do, or like you can't change.
Yeah.
And it just, nah. You can't. Like, I agree. And it's a good move for Marvel.
Yeah. So, like, speaking of his influence, since it's Black History Month, with influence have you received from, like, somebody, or even somebody you either read about, watch, or somebody in your life that influenced you?
Well, I mean, honestly, there's tons of candidates.
Like, you just named a couple people.
I mean, like, Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Just seeing what he went through and what he fought for, and he wanted everybody to be equal. That's how I kind of live by. Like, I don't look down on nobody because of what they look like, you know, or like what shade they are.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of have that look like him, and I kind of believe and hope that one day that racism and all could go.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it, but I have him, and can't really think of anybody else, but my mom, strong Black woman that raised me by herself. I have a lot of, like, neighbors and stuff that looked out for me, stuff when I was little growing up. But just to see what she had to go through and what she went through, and that's who I really get. I mean, like, that's where I get my strength to keep moving forward every day. Because if she did it by herself, then I can do the same plus more.
Yeah, shout out to your mom.
Oh, thank you, sir. Mama! Probably gonna go, what, Kyle?
Mama,
shut up.
I love you.
How about you?
My influence would probably be, also, I would have to piggyback on the Martin Luther King. Just with, you know, he could see a change. And at the time, like, I know we celebrate Martin Luther King Day, but, like, at the time when he passed away, like, he was, like, one of the feared Black men in the United States, which I didn't know until later on. And the changes he was going to make, other changes he was trying to do for the Black community, it would have to be him. And it would have to be Malcolm X with the by the any means necessary, and they both wanted to change for black people to be more included in everything, and then for us to exceed more, their message was different. Martin was more, he came off more like calm, and then Malcolm X was more like direct, more like they both kind of direct, but he was more like, more by any means necessary, more aggressive with it. So, but they were both two feared black African American men that I know I look up to, that with their strength and with everything they had to go through. Like, we don't go through half the stuff they went through, but we still go through some of the, a lot of stuff that they went through.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll have to give it up to somebody I used to work with that was like a father figure to me, Mr. Harvey Williams, rest in peace. He was a great man. He taught me a lot. Just the work ethic, just working, like being like my first, like, you know, real job. Like, I actually work here. I've been there. I was there for a lot of years, for over 10 years, and he was there for probably over 30, 40 years, but he was as respected by everyone. He took time to talk to everyone. Like, I learned this, the work ethic, and not to take work, not to take it seriously, because he never took it seriously. He worked hard, but he knew when to, like, you know, you can have fun at work too. Like, everything, you know, everything, his job, he got done, but he still had time to talk to someone, because he was a deacon, and he went to church, and he, like, you needed prayer, like, he'd pray with you. He was somebody that was there for you if you needed someone to talk to. And the last person, two people, I would say my parents, with the strength they went through and with their own things they had to deal with in their life, where they, like, with my mom, you know, growing up, like, when she's being, you know, pretty much a shy, but he was a strong woman. And with my father, he's being a strong man, where he worked, and I also learned work ethic with him. But with both of them, like, just the compassion, the work ethic, the just being the strength that they had. So RP to them. And yes, yeah, that's my list right there.
I gotta say, man, for the record, like, I think your parents did a hell of a great job with you, and like, they're living through you, and it shows.
Thank you, sir.
I just gotta say that.
Thank you, sir.
No problem, man. No problem. No problem. It's rough. It's rough, but you know.
Like, since we, you know, talking about black history and the history that we're making right now, just for creating this podcast, you know, two black men that's doing well in our lives, never been to jail, never been in trouble, work hard, building something, like, this is history right here, just that we're doing.
Yeah.
And especially where our backgrounds, where we wasn't in that life. So we know the struggle of being a black man in today's society, but we're still fighting it. We're still passing on good messages, and that's what we're doing with our podcast. We're going to pass on good messages. We're going to see there's other ways to do stuff, and it don't have to be, you don't have to be in the street. You don't have to be doing illegally. So
I think I agree with you 100%. And I think a lot of people don't realize that it's hard for black people still. I mean, it's covered up a lot, but it's still hard.
Yeah.
And, you know,
It's definitely a lot of stuff to be covered up, but I'm happy that we made it, and we continue to make it, and then we're actually building this podcast, and hopefully when people listen to us, they be like, oh, man, they could do it. You know, I could do this too. Like, this, putting this positive, you know, energy out there for people to, like, especially young black men, young black people in general, that can listen to us later on, like, we'll, you know, have it on there on live so people can see us, and then where what we did with our lives and making a way, like, it was building towards, you know, towards this, and then see how this grow, and then, like, I'm just happy, you know, people would listen to us and see us, and, yeah, you know, just have, we would have conversations with anybody. We both two men that would just talk to anybody, sit down, have a serious conversation with them, and, you know, and help. Well, you know, we willing to help someone. Like, you struggle with something, we willing to have that conversation with you.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're too easy going people, so it's not that hard. Yeah,
not that hard. This is a conversation. It ain't gonna hurt you. That's a conversation. That's a conversation. Conversation to drink, you know. Have a couple drinks. That's about it.
Speaking about drink, sounds like maybe it would be a good time to do our double shot out of the week.
All right, double shot.
So, our double shot this week is going for Black History Month. And why not salute to it? Because it's crazy, because they're really trying to take it out of schools, and they want people to learn or know nothing. So
I need more Black history. I learned more about my own history out of school than I ever did in school. So we need more of it. We need more content out there. We need more learning of it, of Black history. Not enough.
Yeah. So I think that should be a proper send off to this month and to Black history.
All right. To Black history. To all the black inventors, creators, influence everybody, every black culture, all the black culture, to help us to get where we at right now and to keep pushing and moving on.
That's right. I cheers to that, brother.
All right.
All right. Well, I think we're done here, man.
Oh, is that time? Is that,
it looks like it.
Time again, but don't worry, people. We will be back again. You can't get rid of us that easy. Shout out to the couple of listeners that downloaded our content. Shout out to y'all again. Happy Black History Month to everyone.
Happy Black History Month.
And we'll be back.
We will see y'all in the next one. Peace out, everybody.
Peace out.